Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you all so much for coming. We're here to share in a really exciting announcement today. My name is Susan Cook, and I am the Chancellor here at the Springfield campus of the University of Illinois. And I'm delighted to be here today to welcome a great friend of our university, Senator Dick Durbin. As we all know, Senator Durbin is the senior United States Senator from Illinois. But he lives right here in Springfield, so we're delighted to have him here today, and we're delighted to know that he is our neighbor. Senator Durbin has always been a strong advocate and a friend to the University of Illinois and to higher education. His wife, Loretta, is an alum of our campus. Our students have interned and worked on his staff, and he has visited our campus on so many occasions, we've lost count. Senator Durbin is the Senate Minority Whip, which is the second highest position in the Democratic Party leadership in the Senate. So in case you've forgotten, our friend is a really big deal. He is an advisor and a confidant to President Obama, and Senator Durbin is an attorney who graduated from Georgetown University Law Center. He has been a leading national advocate for students, for higher education, and for social justice throughout his career. We're here today because we're celebrating something very special regarding the Innocence Project, which is one of UIS's most successful programs, thanks in large part to the great friendship we have with Senator Durbin and to his support of this project. As you all know, the Innocence Project is a project whose goal is to free individuals who have been unfairly incarcerated for crimes they did not commit. But an equally valuable aspect of this program is that many, many UIS students work in the project every year and gain invaluable experience that serves them well as they move on into their professions. So we're so happy to welcome Senator Durbin back to UIS for a very special and transformative announcement. Please join me in welcoming Senator Durbin.
Chancellor Cook, it's good to be home. We didn't finish our session till 3 in the morning, so hopped the early morning plane and drove in from St. Louis this morning. It's great to be back here. I have many, many fond memories of what was then Sangamon State and now UIS. It was an important part of my experience in politics. The first congressional debate I ever had was here against the incumbent congressman, and it turned out pretty well for me. And I might say that former Congressman Paul Finley and I are close friends now, so that's where you hope politics will end up, and it did in our case. But still, very many fond memories of this university and many of the people who have been part of it over the years. I want to particularly thank the staff and students of the Illinois Innocent Project for their outstanding work. Loretta and I attended the annual dinner, and when folks get up and tell their stories, it is so touching to see really when justice is realized. And for some, it's been after a long period of incarceration and suffering that they finally get their chance. My friend Larry Golden, the founding director of the project, and John Hanlon, who is now the executive director, have assembled one of the most outstanding innocence projects in America. Don't take my word for it. Stay tuned to what I have to say. Since its founding, the work of the Illinois Innocence Project has led to the exoneration of 8 wrongly convicted Illinoisans. These 8 individuals had served a total of 153 years in prison at a cost of $3.5 million. It's a tragic breakdown in our system of justice when an innocent person sits in jail for a crime they didn't commit. When there's a credible claim that the system got a conviction wrong, the attorneys and students of the Illinois Innocence Project step in and help to set it right. The case of Angel Gonzalez, exonerated in March after serving nearly 21 years in prison for a rape he did not commit. The Illinois Innocence Project took his case in 2013 and arranged for DNA testing of the rape kit. The DNA testing ruled him out as perpetrator. His conviction was vacated. Christopher Abernathy, exonerated this past February after serving 30 years for a murder he did not commit. The Illinois Innocence Project took his case, confirmed through DNA that he was innocent. The Illinois Innocence Project is a national leader in conducting this work, and the demand for the project's services is high, especially after Illinois passed a law in 2014 allowing for defendants who entered guilty pleas to still seek DNA testing. Fortunately, Help is on the way, and that's why we're here today to make this official announcement. In September, the Illinois Innocence Project received a federal grant of $753,958 from the U.S. Department of Justice. This came from the Kirk Bloodsworth Grant Program for post-conviction testing of DNA to exonerate the innocent. The Illinois Innocence Project was one of only 8 recipients across the United States of America to receive a competitive grant award this year. That's a reflection of the outstanding work and the reputation of this project. I was pleased to offer my strong support for their grant application, and I'm thrilled that the project continues to receive funding. There are hundreds of requests each year for project services. I know they'll put the money to good use. And before I close, I just want to thank all the students and faculty who have decided to become part of this as well. There's been an awful lot of volunteer time, a lot of class time, and a lot of particular personal commitment that have really made a difference in the Illinois Innocence Project. I can guarantee you it's a life experience you'll never forget as long as you live if you're in part of one of these investigations. Let me thank the Illinois Innocence Project, the University of Illinois Springfield, for their important work in exonerating the innocent and making our justice system work. John Hanlon, you're next up.
I really appreciate the Senator's words about the quality of our staff, and I'm going off script to say that, but that's where I have to start, and that's also where I stop, but it's really true. We have more students than ever. When I started here in 2011, we had 2. This year we have 22. That's a testament, I think, to the work that we're doing and the importance of the roles that we allow the students to play. In 2015, as the Senator indicated, the project walked 2 innocent individuals out of prison due to contribution of DNA testing, favorable DNA testing results, exonerating results. Chris Abernathy and Angel Gonzalez spent a total of over 50 years in prison for crimes that they did not commit. We could not do this work. I'll say it again. We could not do this work, and Angel and Chris would still be in prison without the contribution of Senator Durbin and the Department of Justice through the grants that we've received. It is through the DOJ Bloodsworth Grant Program, named after Kirk Bloodsworth, the first death row inmate who was exonerated by DNA from Maryland, that we've been able to look at cases throughout this state to help exonerate innocent people in prison. The latest Bloodsworth Award will allow us to take our work to a new level in some really exciting areas. We will be able to help exonerate those who, as the Senator indicated, pled guilty. And at first, that may seem counterintuitive, but 95% of criminal convictions in this country are by guilty plea. Not everyone who pleads guilty is guilty by a long shot. So that's an important bill that we helped in the Illinois legislature last year, and now we're pleased that the DOJ has given us funds to do testing in these cases. And now we will also be able to focus on resources on helping innocent Latino inmates who may be proved innocent through DNA testing. Latinos make up approximately 14% of the inmate population and are occasionally wrongfully convicted due to specific barriers that they face, issues that are specific in Latino prosecutions. The DNA testing program is a first step in what we plan on taking to meet the problem of innocent Latinos in Illinois prisons. We again thank Senator Durbin for his support, and we thank Chancellor Cook as well, of course, Provost Pardee and the university, many of whom are joining us here. We're very grateful for their work as well. It's all been essential to our mission. I want to acknowledge my partner, who's up against the wall there, my partner Lauren Caseberg, who's our staff attorney in Chicago, who was in the middle of both the Abernathy and Gonzalez cases, and who is a pleasure to work with in all respects. And I also want to acknowledge our staff and volunteer and students. We have students here galore. I'm very proud of their contributions and their work as well. They give us energy, and they give us not just work, but energy and motivation and everything all the time. Finally, crucial to our work is the educational mission and role of those students in meeting our goals. As I said, we have 22 students presently. 22. I think it's really remarkable. And we've asked one of those students, Gabriela Ortiz, to make a few comments before we close.
Hi, my name is Gabriela Ortiz. I'm a junior here at the University of Illinois in Springfield. I come from the south side of Chicago. And on behalf of the students and volunteers here at the project, I would like to thank Senator Durbin and Chancellor Cook for all of their support. It has been a great experience volunteering with the project. We have been receiving a lot of cases, a lot of requests for help from inmates, and we have been unable to evaluate these cases in a timely manner due to our lack of resources. So I just really like to thank them for, you know, their support and this grant, because it will be a huge help to us. So thank you.
Yeah, anyone take any questions for any of us?
So is the additional grant allowed, are you going to be hiring more staff? Is that what you'll be able to do?
Yes.
Can you explain what the money will be?
Sure. The grant allows us to hire, I'm sorry, thank you. Thank you. The grant allows us to hire two additional attorneys. We'll be seeking two bilingual attorneys to work on both areas of cases. The one attorney position will work on both the guilty plea cases and the Latino cases, and the other will be devoted solely to the Latino cases. Any other questions?
Okay. Have you,
no, go ahead.
Where else do you receive your funding from? Is it all from the federal government, or are there other resources?
We've received grants, several grants over the last several years, which have been, as I said, vital to our work. We also receive private donations, and we also receive support from the university.
And you fundraise.
Yes, sir. The fundraising toward the private donations, yes.
Was it all federal grants, or is there state money involved?
Federal grants.
Federal grants.
Yes.
And how is it exactly linked to the university? Do you like teach a course, or is it just kind of an auxiliary thing that's based on campus, or how does that work?
No, we have a class out of which not all, but some of our students begin their investigation and their knowledge in this area. We have a class that Dr. Golden and I both teach, and that's where we recruit students. And that's, you know, Larry perhaps is in a better position to comment on that, because he started the program in 2001 along with Professor Ford and another individual, and so it's been here for 15 years. We celebrate our 15th anniversary later this year, or next year.
How is the state budget impacting your operation? Are you making plans for scaling back?
I'm just, I'm just not in a position. I'm trying to ignore that as much as possible. So I have way too much to do as the exec director and as a legal director. And I don't know the answer to that question. I you know, maybe someday we'll be able to discuss it. I don't know the answer right now.
Have you been told
that
cuts?
No. And again, if the chancellor cares to comment on that, she certainly can. But
the that project is very important to us.
Thank you. Yes.
If you want to, or we can.
Just one real quick.
Sure.
More,
sure.
Is this the largest federal grant the Joy Isn't Project has ever received?
We've received three Bloodsworth grants in 2010, 2012, and now, and they're all of approximate same size. They're all about the same.
John, do we only use separately? Why don't we do that?
So that's fine.
Because you're probably going into some other areas.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator, so much.